Okay, so sometimes when you gotta go, you gotta go. It's in the middle of Psukkah Zimra, and you need to use the restroom. So of course, if you can't hold it in, it's a problem about the Shatsu, right? You need to go to the bathroom. Of course, you're allowed to go to the bathroom, supposed to go to the bathroom, even though you're in the middle of Psukkah Zimra. The question now becomes, what about the bracha of Asher Yatzar? Do you make an Asher Yatzar when you return from the bathroom and you're still in the middle of Psukkah Zimra? Yes or no? That's going to be the question. So Shulchan Aruch says just straight up, the background is obviously, that Tzarech Lehizar, Milahafsik B'dibor K'shemishiyaskel Baruch Shomer Atzov Shmon Esrei. Shulchan Aruch says, obviously you're not supposed to talk in between Baruch Shomer and the end of Shmon Esrei. Right, you started your bracha with Baruch Shamar, you can end it with Yishtabach, and also there's the Birchas Kriyashma. You're not going to talk during this time period. The Ramah adds on, even for Tzorch Mitzvah, yeah, you're not allowed to talk between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. Sounds like from the Ramah, at least, there's definitely some higher level of, you know, not talking. You're not supposed to talk even on a, it's more serious from Baruch Shamar until Yishtabach, even more serious than perhaps from Yishtabach to Yotzer Ar, or maybe even later on. So there's definitely a serious Isser to talk from Baruch Shamar to Yishtabach. Even for Dvar Mitzvah, you're not allowed to talk. So what about Asher Yatzar? Can you make an Asher Yatzar? Any thoughts? What would be a reason why you should be allowed to make an Asher Yatzar? One more time, say again. Could be another bracha that you're saying in the middle of Psukkah Zimra. Good, we'll get to that. But what about an even more basic reason? A more basic reason is based on the Ginas Vradim. He says it's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos on Chavdalad Amud Beis has a whole story about a guy who's in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Hayu Omed B'Tfila. He's in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Ubikesh was Atesh. He needs to flatulate. So what does he do? Marchik v'achor of Dawud Amos, he like walks back for Amos, he does what he has to do, umam tinat shiichu aruach, he waits till the smell goes away, v'chozer mispawel, he goes back to his tefillah, v'omer, and he says, ribono shel olam, yitzartanu nikovim nikovim, chaluim chaluim, goliv yadu ofanecha, cherposenu, chlimasenu, b'chayenu, v'achriseinu, rima v'toleya, sounds very similar to Asher Yatzar, right? And it continues from the place where he left off in tefillah, it says. So it sounds like you're even allowed a break in the middle of tefillah to say this bracha that you say based on this flatulation. Says Rashi, why? What's the svara why you do that? Listen to this, Rashi.
Tefillah being meaning...
I think Shmon Esrei.
Shmon
Esrei,
okay.
It says, Omer tefillah, says Rashi.
Right.
In the middle of your tefillah, you say this bracha, why? Here's the key line. Because you already stopped to do what you needed to do. You needed to be misatish. You needed to flatulate. So since you already stopped anyway, and you did a hefsik with, you know, you're going to the bathroom or doing what you had to do, so therefore, automatically, you already have a hefsik. So once you already have a hefsik, why not say a bracha while you're at it already? Which, 1 second, Rashi finishes that svara.
You're starting back from the beginning, I would think.
Well, you pick up where you left off. Once you're already breaking to flatulate, you may as well just say and this similar to Asher Yatzar type of bracha. So that's by even Shmon Esrei. So it says the Ginas Radim, surely in Psukkah Zimra, if I already went to the bathroom, that's for sure a hefsek, right? I went mamish to the bathroom and everything in the bathroom, I flushed him, etc. You know, you come back, you've already done so many hefsekos, says the Ginas Radim, you may as well say Asher Yatzar while you're at it as well.
So why don't you say over here Asher? Is that my question?
You're just a gas.
Here it's just gas. That's a separate Gemara over there. Fine.
Okay.
But you see over there, the point is that Svara is very clear. Once you're already breaking for going to the bathroom, or do what you need to do, so then there's no problem, just say Asher Yatzar while you're at it.
You say the same tefillah you would say by Krishma too if you had to do it. Oh,
again, we're not talking about Krishma, we're just taking it to...
You know about Shmon Esrei,
right, we're just, I know, we're also talking just now, forget this Gemara and Brachos. All we see from this Gemara for now, for our purposes, is that this Svara, that once you're already breaking for going to the bathroom, you may as well say Asher Yatzar as well. So that's the Ginas Vradim. However, the Chai Adam says just the opposite. The Chai Adam says that mikol makom im hito mayim, if you go to the bathroom in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, lo yavarach asher yatzar, don't make an asher yatzar then. Why? Why? What's his reason?
You know, I'll be masik.
You wait until after.
Just wait till after.
Yeah,
right? Do you chal yavarach achar tefillah, he says. Just wait. What's the rush? Everyone knows asher yatzar, at least according to most poskim, there's no time limit. That's how we paskin, that you can say asher yatzar an hour later before you go to the bathroom again. If you don't go to the bathroom for 5 hours, and you remember 4 hours later, you know, from the previous bathroom, you say an asher yatzar. So therefore, says the Chai Adam, what's the point of making it in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra? Just wait till afterwards. Yeah. Oh, so maybe you're going to forget. So we'll see if that's a spot.
Right? Someone going to the bathroom in a normal case, and he's not sure if he said asher yatzar, don't say it again.
Oh, so let's see. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to say very similar.
Is that held by both Ashkenaz and Sfard? As far as waiting, that you
so let's assume for now it's Ashkenaz, because maybe others disagree with this. But I think the simple psak is that you do say asher yatzar. You know, as there's no time limit for asher yatzar, and it's until the next time you go to the bathroom. But once you go to the next time in the bathroom again, obviously you don't make two asher yatzars. Says the Mishnah Berurah. How do we paskin in nun alef dalet? So Mishnah Berurah says very clearly. He says v'chein kol birchas hoda mutar levarich. You're allowed to make a birchas hoda in Pesukei Dezimra, kemo asher yotzar la'achar asiyas tzrachav uchi yotzi b'zeh. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be passing like the Ginas Brodim, that you're allowed to make an asher yotzar. He says it explicitly in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. Comes along the Baralach and says, not so fast. It's not so clear that you should be allowed. Why? He says, Baralach says, mashik asavti, that it's mutar lahafsik asher yotzar. He says this is based on a Derech Chaim. But the Chai Adam writes, Debracha zu yachol avarach achar tefillah. So he says, doesn't the Chai Adam write that you're allowed to make this bracha after tefillah? So why don't we follow this Chai Adam? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Chai Adam doesn't make any sense. Lo nihira. The Chai Adam is incorrect. Why? Because peni yitzdarach oz od hapam latzit sunachavav v'yispatel habracha. The Chai Adam says, just wait till after davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you're going to need to go again. So you can't wait. Look, sometimes, it depends how long your tefillah is. You know, sometimes in yeshivas, davening shachris could take an hour. So you go to the bathroom 45 minutes earlier, and the time Kriyas HaTorah and everything is done, you need to go to the bathroom again. So you haven't had a chance to make the first asher yatzar. So says the Berurah, he doesn't like the Chai Adam Svara. Rather, it's better, just, he says, v'tov she'nichanem yilavarech ad ben haprakim, wait to in between the prakim of Pesukei Dezimra, and make it then. So it sounds like from the Baralacha, you should make it in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, like he said in the Mishnah Berurah. But not really, he doesn't really quote over the Ginas Vradim. So we kind of, what's the pshat in the Baralacha? Why is he saying you're allowed to make it in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra? I guess because he says otherwise, you're going to forget. So it's kind of like you have no choice. The Ginas Vradim said the reason is, because once you're already breaking to go to the bathroom, you may as well make an asher yatzar anyway. Baralacha says, I agree with that halacha. You should make the asher yatzar, but not because since you went to the bathroom already, just do it because otherwise you're going to forget. What's the nafkamina between the Ginas Brodim and the Baralacha? They both say the same exact halacha. You should practically do it in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. I'll tell you the case. This is more common. Usually you're davening shachris right after you wake up, right? Normally, most of us don't need to go to the bathroom. You wake up 20 minutes earlier and you go to the bathroom when you wake up. Most of the time, you don't need to make it again and go to the bathroom again and Pesukei Dezimra 20 minutes later. But let's say you went to the bathroom in the morning, way before davening, 10 minutes before davening, 20 minutes before davening, and you forget to say asher yatzar. Now, in the middle of Ashrei,
couldn't you be yatzar with that?
Let's say you didn't say Berachas HaTorah for whatever reason. Yeah, okay, so good point. Good heart. Yeah? Let's say you forgot to say asher yatzar in Berachas HaTorah. Now, you didn't make asher yatzar. And now you say, oh man, I'm in the middle of Ashrei now. Now what do you do? Can you make asher yatzar or not? So according to the Ginas Vradim, are you allowed to make asher yatzar? No, because the Ginas Vradim said only because you had an interruption to go to the bathroom and take an Zimra, then you can make asher yatzar. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Svara has nothing to do with since you went to the bathroom. It has to do with the fact that you're going to forget. So Vaita, you're going to forget. If you've already forgotten for a half hour, and now you remember an Ashrei, the odds are you're going to likely forget another half hour, and you're going to forget, or an hour, or 3 hours, whatever. You're going to forget completely. Therefore, according to, says the Abi Omer, says Rabbi Vadia, it makes more sense to follow this halacha if you go to the bathroom, you know, specifically in Psukkah Nezimra, because then you have a double svara. But if you only went to the bathroom before and then you remember in Psukkah Nezimra, don't rely on this svara, so, and therefore it's better to wait to afterwards.
So that's sort of according to Rabbi Yosef, right?
Yeah, Rabbi Avadi Yosef,
so
exactly.
So you
pass them like that? So I'm not, no, again, we're just going through Rishitas.
No, the reason I'm asking you is because yeah.
The svarim have a different halacha.
So
yeah.
That's what it could be.
So the Arlet Zion, which I believe is Rabbi Bakshi Daron, or one of the, which was Arlet Zion is... is one of the
Ben
Zion Abishal, thank you. Is one of the other Sephardi poskim. He says also that it's better to wait till afterwards, unless you know for sure you need to go again. You know, sometimes people have issues with their prostate or something, they need to go to the bathroom very frequently, right? So they need to go every someone needs to go. No, and every 3 minutes, right? You have a bad stomach ache. You need to go every 3 minutes. So if that's the case, so you know you're going to have to go again. In that situation, then it's definitely better to make it during Pesukah Nezimra, because then it's quite clear you're going to lose the opportunity to make the bracha, because you're going to have to go again 3 minutes later. You're still going to be in the middle of Pesukah Nezimra. In that case, it's clear you
so
should go.
Let me set the quick point you just said now, this minute. Guy goes, has to go frequently. Every time he goes, he should get
a yes, shiver. For sure. Yes. Now, what about, so sad is the Igros Moshe Basel. So what does Moshe Feinstein say? So Moshe Feinstein says that, he says, look, in the end of the day, you've got poskim on both sides. So he starts off his tshuva, he says, B'davar asher yatzar b'psukah d'zimra nechulku ha-poskim. He says, it's a machlokas ha-poskim. You got the chayodim on one side, you got the mishnah berurah on the other side. He says, you got pretty strong poskim on both sides. He says, v'ein lachriya uman da'ovid ki hayovid, uman da'ovid ki hayovid. Whichever one you do, you're fine. So at the end of the day, Allah ma'isra Moshe says, do either way, you're fine. However, then he goes on, he says, l'maisa, doesn't make any sense. How many people, you know, are going to have to go to the bathroom again? Says the whole reason why you should make it during Pesukah Nezimra is because maybe you're going to have to go again. How many people, Baruch Hashem, need to go to the bathroom 3 minutes later? For 99.9 of us, it's no. You're not going to have to go to the bathroom even if it's another hour later. You could already say the Asher Yatzer after davening. So you're not going to lose the Asher Yatzer. So says the Igros Moshe, he doesn't fully understand the Ber Halachas. He says it's a chashash rochuk. It's a far out chance that you're going to make it. So says Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe therefore says, also he says you're not going to forget. What are the odds that you're going to forget to say Asher Yatzer? So he says he doesn't understand the svara, of the Ber Halacha, you should make it right away, because maybe you're going to come to forget later on. What's the svara? Maybe you're going to come to forget, or maybe you're going to need to go to the bathroom again before you make Asher Yatzer.
Senior citizens forget.
Yeah, but okay, but...
Once you forget, your mind goes somewhere else.
He says even the chance that you're going to forget, it doesn't require you to do this. It's only perhaps this a suffix if you're supposed to make the Halacha. So wait, so Ramosha Paskin, so how does he pass? Well, it doesn't say what year.
Oh, but I'll tell you why, because he was, I presume, even when, in my age, I'm a little younger than you.
Yeah.
He was also already a senior citizen. So
but he's older.
So that's
influence
what he would have known about the issue.
I'm not sure if what influence Ramosha's Pesach, but Ramosha, at the end of the day, listen to what he says, though, because it's going to go against you. In the end of the day, Ramosha says, he says what? He says, "Avo ani ba'atzmi noikachai adam levarach achar tefila." So Moshe says he doesn't understand the chashash you're going to forget or that you're going to have to go again 5 minutes later. Look, even if you're older and you have to go to the bathroom a lot, the chance that you're going to have to go to the bathroom within 20 minutes is hopefully a chashash rochuk that you're going to. You know, most people if they have to go again, so they'll go right after tefila. But you'll say Asher Yatzer first, then you'll go to the bathroom and then whatever, then you'll say it again. So that's our Moshe Paskin.
I thought you can't say it again once you have to.
Okay, fine. So whatever, you'll say it right after davening, and then a few minutes later, if you need to go to the bathroom, then you'll go. Final issue says that Tzitz Eliezer, he doesn't know how to say the whole thing. He says he doesn't understand the whole sugya. You know why? And he brings from a Chai Levi that says Chai Levi says you're not going to make a bracha Asher Yatzer after davening. You know why? Because you patterned yourself with Rifa Enu. The Chaya Levi says. No, he says just like when you say, well, if you forget to say,
because
the Torah with Avraham also Lachzer and Shmos with Karim Meisim, you can patter with Mechaya Meisim in Shmon Esrei. That's according to some poskim. So it says the Shevet Levi brings him the Chaya Levi. The Chaya Levi doesn't understand also. He says, how in the world can you make it after davening? He says, you got problems. That's the svara why you should say it right away, because otherwise you're going to lose the bracha. I'm not sure exactly. It's a Yeruchim something. I'm not sure exactly who he's quoting. But the Sefer Chai Levi, the Tzitz Eliezer rips it to shreds. He says, no way. He says, that can't be the pshat. He says, it's Rabbi Yeruchim HaLevi's Zal. and from Vilna Tuf Reish Lamed Tes. Three quotes. That's who was Chai Levi's. So the Tzitz Eliezer says it can't be, because he says the whole nature of the bracha of Rifa'enu is completely different than the nature of the bracha of Asher Yatzar. And he gives two main examples. Number one, and listen to this, he says Asher Yatzar es ha'adam, and then we say Rofek Kol Basar. So that's very generalized. That's a global, for every person, Jew, non-Jew, it covers everything. It's the concept that God, you know, helps people, Adam and the Basar, to go to the bathroom, etc. But what do we say in Rifa'enu? What do we say? Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. So how can you say Rifa'enu, which is Yisrael-centered, how can it pater your Asher Yatzar, which is a global?
One second. It would include you.
Yeah, no, but you want to pater Asher Yatzar, which is a bracha, which is a concept that God takes care of Kol Adam, and you want to pater just with Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael, doesn't work. Second point that he says, just to end off with this, second point he says is that the bracha of Asher Yatzar is very focused on Chachma, right? It's God's power and God's, I guess, wisdom that he's able to do this mafui lasos. It's a wondrous that every little hole that got closed, open, you know, God does miraculous things. The bracha of Rifa'enu, something to do with God's miracles. It has to do with, it's a very practical, like curing. It has to do with curing. The bracha of Asher Yatzar has nothing to do with, it's not an antidote. It's not talking about God's, you know, medical powers. It has to do with God's wonders, as opposed to Rifa'enu is very, this one says Rifa'enu is very curing based. And if that's the case, the brachas aren't comparable at all, and therefore, says the Tzitz Eliezer, you don't have this problem. He says you can make the bracha afterwards if you don't make it during Pesukim Zimra. So Halacha L'maaseh, just clarify, to end off, Halacha L'maaseh, Be'er Halacha seems to say that you could bask in like this Ginas Vradim, that it's better to make it during Pesukim Zimra, best between the paragraphs of Pesukim Zimra, because maybe you're going to forget later on. The Rav Moshe seems to say, at least for the Ashkenazi poskim, it seems to be better to what Rav Moshe said, to wait afterwards. You know, that's what Rav Moshe does, although he says, Kemar Avid, the Sfardim seem to be very pro waiting until afterwards, unless you know you're going to have to go again in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, and that's the Psak. Just something to think about, you know, for another 11 months, to keep this in your mind. What about Shofar? What about if you go to the bathroom and the shofar is Asher Yatzar, a absolute for shofar, a little bit ties into the sugya. Someone asked me this question on Rosh Hashanah. It's not as simple as this. You know, something to think about. You'll think about it for 11 months. We'll do a chabur then about it.